wall on either side of the door. After a couple minutes, Vinny opened the door a crack. "Are they gone?" he asked. The women pushed the door open and stormed into the inner office. Vinny shrieked and tried to scramble around his desk, but the bookie grabbed him.
"I haven't got any money," Vinny said. "I swear to God, I'll pay you when I get some money."
In a very ladylike fashion, the bookie wrapped her hands around Vinny's ankles and effortlessly held him upside down, about a foot off the floor. Vinny is 5'9" and slim. His black hair is slicked back and wouldn't move in hurricane-force winds. His pants are narrow-legged and tight across his butt. His shirts are shiny and fit like skin. His complexion is Mediterranean. His dick has an adventuresome spirit and is most likely hideously diseased. The bookie shook Vinny up and down as if he was trying to empty Vinny's pockets, but Vinny's pants were too tight for anything to fall out.
"Tell Connie to give you the petty cash," Vinny said. "It's all I've got."
The bookie dropped Vinny, and the three women went to Connie.
"I've got $220 here," Connie said. "Sign this receipt."
Zaretsky signed the receipt and took the cash.
"This isn't nearly enough," she shouted to Vinny. "We expect payment in full by the end of the week or we're going to your wife. And until you pay up, you're cut off from services."
The women turned, huffed out of the office, got into the little car, and sped off.
"How old do you think Madame Zaretsky is?" Lula asked.
"She's in her 60s," Connie said. "Vinny's been with her for a long time."
"She's in good shape," Lula said. "She's got excellent biceps. Must be from all that whipping she does."
Vinny was on his feet.
"What the hell were you thinking?" he yelled at Lula. "Why did you tell them I was in my office?"
"You need to pay the ladies," Lula said. "It's not good to stiff service providers, and you better shape up, because Madame Zaretsky said she was going to your wife next."
"Maybe if you two loser enforcers would actually make a capture, I could pay the ladies," Vinny said. "It's like I'm running a charity bailout here. How about if you stop snoffing those donuts on Connie's desk and make a feeble attempt to haul in Victor Waggle? Is that too much to ask?"
"How about if I rearrange your face so your nose is in the back of your head?" Lula said.
Vinny closed his door and slid the bolt.
"Who's Victor Waggle?" Lula asked Connie.
"Failed to appear for court on Friday. High blonde, nutcase, stabbed two people on State Street and urinated on their dog."
"That's a terrible thing to do," Lula said. "It's not nice to urinate on a dog. I hope that dog's okay. What kind of dog was it?"
"Shih Tzu," Connie said.
"What about the people?" I asked.
"They'll live," Connie said.
"Motive?" I asked.
"Waggle said he was having a bad day."
Connie handed his file to me, and I paged through it. Photo of a guy with crazy, bugged-out eyes and punked-up hair. 23 years old. Eye color, red. Hair color, black. Had a tattoo of a snake coiled around his neck. "Did anyone else come in?" I asked Connie.
"Annie Gerke didn't show for court on Friday. She's a low bond, shoplifting while drunk and disorderly. And Wayne Kulicki. Eaton Go shorted him on his fries, so he destroyed the place."
"I've been shorted on fries there, too," Lula said. "It's the drive-through window. They always screw you over at the drive-through window."
Connie handed me the two additional files, and I organized all three in order of difficulty. I'd go after Annie Gerke first, Wayne Kulicki second, and hope Victor Waggle got run over by a truck before I started searching for him. Vinny popped out of his office again.
"And don't forget about the deli."
"Deli?" I asked. Vinny narrowed his eyes at Connie.
"Didn't you tell them about the deli?"
"I was getting to it," Connie said.
"Well, get to it faster," Vinny said. "It's not going to run itself."
Vinny retreated back into his office. Lula and I looked over at Connie.
"You remember Ernie Sitz," Connie said. "He skipped out on a racketeering charge last year."
"He's still in the wind," I said. "The rumor is that he's in South America somewhere." Connie nodded.
"One of his many businesses was Red River Deli. He used it as collateral on his bond. And 2 weeks ago, Vincent Plum Bail Bonds was awarded ownership."
"Red River Deli," Lula said. "It doesn't..."